Wisconsin gets money from a federal program to help the poor pay for heat, but it doesn't have a program designed to help with summertime cooling costs. It's a gap partially filled by the nonprofit Energy Services. Each year, it distributes about $33 million in aid to low-income households to help with utility bills, no matter the season. But Director Tim Brewer says rising fuel costs and a stagnant economy are making that mission tougher than ever.
We're making decisions as an organization that no human being should be making, really choosing food. We provide our dwindling resources a lifeline to, at the same time, having to turn hundreds away.
Brewer says aid applications have been mounting over the past 3 weeks as temperatures have risen.
In Dane County alone, we're receiving about 100 calls a day, and we're only able, because of our very limited resources, to help probably 10 to 15 of those households a day.
Congress is currently debating whether to cut in half the amount of federal dollars used for low-income utility assistance. Brewer says if that happens, fewer Wisconsin residents will be able to afford their bills. A spokesman for Madison Gas and Electric says most utility companies are willing to work with low-income households to develop a payment plan and avoid being disconnected. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.